Word Jam.
Long in the tooth and short of breath. The old fella made his way up the hill slowly. He had no choice about such matters. At this stage of life, his lobes were long, his hair was thin, his eyes were going, and memories arrived staggered with missing pieces. His existence was moth-eaten and subdued. The old heart muscle took occasional vacations that necessitated regular shocks. So Dr. Raisonable had insisted that the surgeons implant the pacemaker when they did the triple bypass. Now, as he made his way up the hill slowly, he was grateful that his bandy legs could make the climb. Shortness of breath was better than no breath. So what if he was long in the tooth? If his nose hairs and ear hairs were tufting out of his head? If the growing cataracts tinged the world an ivory yellow? If he tended to embellish the details of his youth and came to believe his own stories even when they contradicted all photo and narrative evidence placed before him by the remaining friends and relatives who were there to keep reminiscences honest. Their stories were more colorful than truth, placed them in the role of hero, and differed substantially from the past as he knew it. These were his musings as he panted up Pike Street on the overpass above the I-5 freeway. At 86, he didn't interrogate his memories. He accepted them. The girl in the sandbox when he was 5, the one who kissed him and kissed him and kissed him all over his face. As the rain fell down upon his cheeks, he closed his eyes and was temporarily absorbed by such delicious visitations. So what if the incline was steep? He couldn't afford a cab or a bus, and even if he could still drive, the costs for insurance and maintenance were beyond his Social Security money and meager retirement nest egg. He knew that the quality of life was determined by whether one decided to suffer or be happy. Pain, he knew, was a given. The Buddhists had that one right, he'd come to see. Life without suffering was not an option, but one could still choose to be happy. So he chose to accept the rain on his face, and because he did, he was smothered in innocent kisses. His damn knees were in a category beyond kisses. They would lock up bone on bone, and the agony was a clear reminder of the pure instant he inhabited. No past or future could intrude on such grinding, locked-up torture. The pain was too exquisite to accept or reject, so he learned how to scream and curse. Live and learn, he thought. Let strangers think him out of his mind. He was out of his mind. Out of his mind with pain they couldn't even dream of. So the roaring highway became the crashing of ocean waves on the shore as knee joints unlocked and he wiped the tears from his eyes. Philosophy, religion, proverbs, homilies, even science, could not encompass the degradation and enlightenment he was experiencing. And it was nothing special or peculiar. The decrepitude of age was absolutely observable to all outsiders, yet they couldn't see into it. He had grown up around old people, but neatly sealed them away in a place labeled the elderly. Now that he'd been one of them for longer than he'd realized, he felt that he had something to tell young people and aging adults. But he also knew that it was impossible to tell them, that by their very nature, humans were protected from hearing certain kinds of time-sensitive truth. So he panted up the hill alone, growing longer in the tooth as his gums continued to recede.
I'm getting older now, and my eyes are grown dim, but I remember well all the things I saw within. Still the time must come. Bye. is dear to me. I'll spend my time refreshing my mind on what was here. And when I die, they'll put me in the earth beside the sea.
Word Jam.
20.